I'm going to talk about enhancement of iron C5 reduction in soils in the presence of added humic substances. Other authors are Dr. Minoru Uchimiya and Professor Garrison Esposito. This work has been done at the Division of Ecosystem Sciences at the University of California, Berkeley. In the iron C5 reduction, dissimulatory iron bacteria actually attaches to the iron trioxide surfaces. And when it respires, it transfers the electron to iron trioxides, and iron trioxides goes to iron 2 species. Now in this process, phosphate got mobilized because iron trifosphates are very insoluble. Also, you see the carbon dioxide is evolved. So this process has enormous importance in the soils and sediments. Also, the formed iron 2 species, Dr. Metoka talked about iron 2 and copper 2 reduction, they can transform a lot of pollutants, as you can see, chromate, nitrate, nitride, uranium, TC, PCB, duane, and it goes on, because iron 2 species are very reactive. Also, nowadays, iron 3 bioreduction has been adopted as an in situ bioremediation technique, such as for immobilizing uranium and zinc. Now, researchers have found that humic substances actually enhances the iron 3 bioreduction by three different mechanisms. Number one is electron shuttling. What happens is iron 3 oxides are insoluble, so bacteria has to go for iron 3 oxides. But if there is soluble humic substances can transfer the electron from the bacteria to the iron trioxide surface. So that's why there is no looking for iron trioxides and the process got enhanced. And also, as I showed in earlier slides, that secondary iron 2 precipitations on the iron trioxide surface or bacterial surface can actually hinder the process. But if humic substances are present, what they do actually humic substances have carboxylic acid groups and they complex with the iron 2 species and that keeps in the solution. So iron 2 secondary precipitation does not occur. And number three is when humic substances can also complex with the solid iron 3 oxide minerals and that weakens the iron 3O bond and that actually causes non-reductive dissolution of iron 3. So when iron 3 comes to the solution, it's actually easier for the bacteria to reduce. Now, why humic substances electron shuttles? Several researchers found several things. Some people say it may be stable free radicals, some others say iron 3 species are responsible, some say aromatic moieties, but no clear correlation has been found so far. A more simplistic approach has been taken by, Peritiesico and Esposito. They actually, it's all about electron transfer, so why not relate it back to reducing capacity of humic substances? So reducing capacity is defined here. So reducing capacity of humic substances can be three different kinds: natural reducing capacity, chemical reducing capacity, and microbial reducing capacity. Natural reducing capacity is when humic substances are not reduced by any chemical pretreatment or microbial reduction. It's just as you get from the environment or humic substances, standard humic substances samples. Chemical reducing capacity of humic substances are the reducing capacity of humic substances when it is reduced by the hydrogen and palladium using the method of Visser et al. 1968, and you can titrate the reduced humic substances using ferric citrate and you can figure out what is the reducing capacity. And microbial reducing capacity is the reducing capacity of humic substances that are reduced by microbes. Peritiesico and Esposito in Geoderma paper 2006, they found that chemical reducing capacity actually approximately equals microbial reducing capacity, which actually makes chemical reducing capacity a good surrogate for using as a bacterial reduction in the environment. So if you can figure out CRC in the lab, that's actually will tell you how much reduction that humic substances can do. So based on that, objective of our experiment is to determine whether humic material added to natural soil can enhance the bioreduction of iron trioxides by the native population of soil microorganisms. Previously, a lot of work has been done with the synthetic system, not much done on the real soil. So that was our first objective. The second objective is to look at the role of electron shuttle and iron complexation mechanism. This has also been done in the synthetic system, but not in the natural system. We used tropical altisol. The humic amendments used are Elliott soil humic acid and a mixture of humic acid, Pahokee peat and Suwannee River, and they differed widely in properties, but we made sure that their chemical reducing capacities are the same by adding a calculated amount, which is 0.225 millimole per liter. This is the properties, just to show you what kind of properties have these humic substances. Most of them are determined in our lab, other than carbon content and the aromatic carbon taken directly from IHS's website. And you can see that chemical reducing capacity is different from Elliott soil and in this mixture. So if you can add an appropriate amount, you can actually make it equal, but that would make carboxylic content and aromatic carbon content different. So this is the incubation apparatus we used in our lab. This is a beaker where soils are weighed out, and in the treatment we added the humic amendment and then sealed the beaker with the stopper. There is a sampling tube. With vacuum you can add anoxic water, and when the incubation is done you can take out through the sampling tube through the capped vial for analysis of other samples. Now, redox potential and pH are determined through pH redox electrodes. Different forms of iron are determined, as you can see. Here is operation definition, methods, and the chemical forms: soluble iron 2, soluble iron ICP, soluble iron, iron 3, extractable iron 2, and particulate iron 2. Now, this is the train in redox. You can find pH in the y-axis and time in the x-axis, and most of the system became reducing very quick other than this, but this is actually more of a pH effect than oxygen concentration. You can see that Elliott soil humic acid control and other control, they all reached 7 pretty quick within 1 week, whether the PPHA plus SRNOM treatment, they remained low for a long time. The reason behind it, we calculated the COH content, and we can find that COH content for that mixed humic acid treatment is actually double of that Elliott soil humic substances, and that's why the pH became low. Now, if you remember EHPH diagram always looks like that, and for any redox species, even with the same oxygen concentration, lower pH shows higher EH, and higher pH shows lower EH. So that's why this looks like that, but it doesn't mean that system did not go to reducing condition. Now, this is what was our first objective, to see whether addition of humic material can enhance the bioreduction. And you see very well that addition of ASHA and mixed humic acid treatment actually enhance the bioreduction in many fold. And if you see closely, within 16 to 20 days, about 400 milligram per kilogram iron 2 per kg soil. And here also, within 16 to 20 days, 400 milligram per kilogram iron 2 formed per kg soil. And after that, this treatment, this accelerated, but here it got plateaued. Now, why is that? We can look at more closely when we plotted the Elliott soil humic substances and mixed humic acid treatment in a plot without the control. You can see there is a crossover point. So what we think is, in the initial state, when the electron shuttle mechanism is operative, they approximately produce the similar amount of iron 2 in the system. And after that, it branched out because mixed humic acid treatment had more COH content. If you remember, we determined about double of Asia, and that's why it got accelerated. And this is actually exactly found by Roy et al. In their paper in the synthetic system. This is the first time report in the soil that this is also happening in the soil. Now, there is a case here you can find. You may say that this is not exactly equal, maybe slight difference, but you have to remember that there is a lag time because of the low pH. Because that system has more COH content, the system remained in the low pH for a long time. So that's why iron reduction didn't start yet. So when we fixed our chemical reducing capacity, that means we only fixed how many electrons they can transfer, not the kinetics. Just like you can think about, say, you have iron 3 and manganese 3. Iron 3 going to iron 2, manganese 3 going to manganese 2. So you have 10 molecules of iron 3 and 10 molecules of manganese 3. So at most, you will have 10 electron transfer in both the system, but the kinetics will not be the same. So since there is a crossover point, we can argue that the total amount of electron shuttle is the same because we added similar amount of chemical reducing capacity. Now, I adjusted the same plot, I adjusted the time axis a little bit for Elliott soil because the initial pH was higher here than here. So to match up the initial pH, I adjusted the time scale, and you see in the initial stage until 16 days, the graphs almost overlaps with each other. And this is actually the electron shuttle capacity. And after that, for iron complexation mechanism, it branched out, mainly due to more COH content for this treatment. Now the trend in particulate iron, we found for Elliott soil humic acid, we have more particulate iron than the mixed humic acid treatment, mainly because the pH, because here pH went to 7, and that's why siderite precipitation was thermodynamically favorable. Also the VBNA precipitation, and there is no secondary precipitation is favorable here. We did not find any non-reductive dissolution. That is what I showed in my second slide, the mechanism number C. There is no non-reductive dissolution of iron 3, which this result differs from our earlier paper, Pretias and Esposito, where they found that a significant amount of non-reductive dissolution of iron 3 when they added Acudius. So the conclusion from this result, iron 3 bioreduction enhanced by added humic materials in the presence of native microbial population of soil, electron shuttle capacities of humic amendment were approximately equal to the chemical reducing capacities. At the initial stage, electron shuttle mechanism dominated while iron complexation mechanism persisted thereafter. Higher COH content of PPHA plus SRNM amendment was responsible for enhanced iron complexation mechanism. Humic material did not trigger any noticeable non-reductive dissolution of iron 3 oxides. We want to acknowledge NSF grant, geochemistry group, Dr. Wendy Silver for providing soil samples, and Dr. Jean Manfield for having the glove box available for use. Question? You mean that, like the source specific, like one humic substance, some microbes like one kind of humic substances than other kind? That's what you are.
Or there was some play out of competition where the iron users were failing the competition to another microbe that more specifically uses
that. I mean, you may be right, but what I understand is humic reducers are actually responsible for this process, because humic reducers reduce humic substances, and that's how the electron got transferred from humic reducers to the iron three oxides. Now, whether we have dissimilatory iron reducing bacteria or not, we don't care, because the work of Kapler et al. Actually proved that when iron reduction occurring down the profile, they characterized actually field data, and they found more of the humic reducers than iron reducers. So in our system, I don't think dissimilatory iron reducing bacteria is active at all. It's all humic reducing bacteria other than the control. In control, there will be dissimilatory iron reducing bacteria. So yeah, there will be competition, and I think the humic reducers takes over once they get the humic substances.